Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Have you eaten all your chocolate? I ask this every year.
I don't get much chocolate nowadays, but that's good actually. I think it would go straight on the hips.
Yeah, I may have eaten all mine pretty quickly. So this week we are talking all about the joy of Easter, but more so the fact that because of Jesus' resurrection, we can begin again. We can do things anew. We have new life in him.
But it makes me feel like it's a better New Year's.
Because
in New Year, you're beginning the new year.
Yeah.
But this is a deeper beginning again. It's like I've scrubbed myself clean, yep. Jesus has, and I'm fresh and new and got the whole world ahead of me, my whole life ahead of me with the Lord because of what he's done.
Mm. And when you do have, you know how you like, well, for me, this is like me on my birthday, you know, you wake up, you're excited for the day because you're like, yes, it's my birthday. That's kind of like what this is in that excitement of like how you just expressed it. Oh, I've got the whole year ahead of me. Like there's something like exciting things are gonna be about different. Starting again.
Yeah, you know,
when you've got that resolve to try and do something different. And I wonder whether or not over the last few weeks when we've been talking about all these different areas, whether or not we've been able to, each of us individually, been able to start implementing some changes. And so now we're like, well, now I'm really into it.
Well, it's like we've done the spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Cleaned out all the closets, cleaned out all the bits, the dust here and a bit there and the dirt or the rubbish that we, you know, stored in the back. And now it's a clean slate. And that's it really. Every day the Lord gives us that new beginning. But we especially celebrate it this season.
Yeah.
And we need to celebrate it. That's why we have the Easter egg hunts, why we do all the wonderful after the, I guess, the sadness of Holy Week, of the celebration of what Jesus has given to us, eternal life.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, a few weeks ago we talked about our thoughts and how I spoke about the neuroscientist, Dr. Caroline Leaf, talked about how like it can have a physical effect on us, how when we change our thoughts or when we think about things. But she said often we've been told that a habit happens in 21 days. It's like, no, it's 63.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, you need to keep going longer.
Because you haven't quite fixed it yet.
In your brain yet.
In the habit.
So it just made me thinking of the last few weeks when you're talking about we've done the spring cleaning.
Yes.
So now we've got then the next phase in this Easter season to continue with what we've been working on.
Yes, to make sure it's consolidated. Oh, interesting.
Also thinking about, you know, obviously Christ being risen, Christ alive. The difference between New Year's is we so often try, I think, to do that in our own strength. I'm going to do this. I'm going to achieve this. I'm going to try and lose weight, whatever it is we put on our list of things. But the difference is this newness of life that we're given is with Christ in us,
but very
living
much
in us.
Like internal, a deep set internal forever thing.
Yeah.
That has changed or is changing.
Yeah, because the truth is, we still have the tendency to sin.
Yes. We still are going to fall short of the glory of God.
We are still weak. We will still fail. And like I was sharing in the Heartbeat, how often do you know the right thing to do.
And you don't do it.
And you don't do it. Me all the time. And so it has to be done with God. Mm. It has to be done with him. And you might think, well, how do I do that? It's a simple prayer and thought to God. To say,
in a situation, God, would you help me here?
I find this time of the season of year, I'm actually like more grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize more of what God actually has did for done. Us.
Mm.
And so I'm more grateful and God, Lord, may I be thankful every day for what you've done for me. Mm. May I not forget to thank you. May I not forget to praise and adore you.
Mm.
May it be on my heart and in my lips.
Yep.
May it be so deep set that it is a habit.
Mm.
And not a habit that I forget about, a habit I remember.
Yeah.
And I celebrate and I try to improve all the time.
Mm.
And then the parts that we can't improve, we say, Lord, you need to improve it in me. You need to do it in me.
Mm.
I need your grace.
Mm.
It's all grace. It's God's gift of grace in the first place. Mm. It's God's gift of the grace of his son being sent to us to die for us, to live with us, to die for us, then to give us eternal life. It's all grace.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that's when you come to understand that more, that's when, yes, you become grateful for what he has done. And this time of year, it can come to an acknowledgement in ourselves of just how much we need God.
Yes.
And that's why during Lent, like, okay, we're talking about areas of our life when we're not living up to things. But it's because we're beginning to recognize that in contrast to that, we have a God who is perfect and loving and does give us grace. And so when we're failing in these areas, well, let's turn to God who wants to give us that grace to help us in all that we need. And it's a reminder of our need for him.
Mm. And then the extension of that is trusting in him for our future. Because we live one day at a time, but God's got a plan, a future for us.
Mm.
Whatever that future might be, it's perfect in his plan.
Mm. And the extension, I think, of then knowing that we need God and that grace that he gives us is that it then changes the way we think, the way we speak, the way we act, the priorities we have in our life, like everything that we've talked about. When you come to know the grace that God gives you, how he's overcome all these failings, it then changes all those areas that we've been talking about.
Mm.
And so there's a really, you know, beautiful thing in that of like leaning into God more.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's why we can get this newness of life. And that's why some people talk about, you know, Christians being so happy and joyous. It's because of that recognition.
What we should be like.
Of knowing what God has done for us.
Yes.
So we hope that you're having a wonderful Easter, that you did get some chocolate. If not, what I would say is right now in the shops, they're usually discounted.
Oh, yes.
So go now. But the weekly challenge for this week is, I think, to just reflect on the grace that God has given us and to step into that newness of life that God has for you. And maybe there's a specific area over these last few weeks that you're like, this is where I will have newness of life this year. Mm. Maybe there's just one thing you're like, you know what?
Appreciate it.
For this next Easter, I'm going to walk in God's victory here.
Yes.
So we pray that you've been really blessed by this last season of Lent, and now we're into Easter. We'll have more amazing things to talk about in the next few weeks. So we look forward to chatting to you again then. Bye.
Praise the Lord and happy Easter.